This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes struck targets across Gaza overnight as two airports in neighboring Syria, according to the Syrian state media. Meanwhile, the Brazil's foreign minister is calling for immediate action to resume negotiations toward a two-state solution for Israel and the Palestinians Saturday. Speaking at a peace summit hosted by Egypt, Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira called for a multilateral recommendation for a two-state solution.
It's not clear if
simply managing the conflict is not an acceptable alternative. Only the resumption of effective negotiations can bring concrete results towards the implementation of the two-state solution in accordance with all relevant General Assembly and Security Council resolutions, with Israel and Palestine living in peace and security within agreed and internationally recognized borders.
Arab leaders at the Cairo summit on Saturday condemned Israelis' bombardment of Gaza. As Europeans said, civilians should be shielded, but with Israel and senior U.S. officials absent, there was no agreement toward containing the violence. Egypt, which called the meeting and hosted it, said it had hoped participants would call for peace and resume efforts to resolve the decades-long Palestinian quest for statehood. Again, the border crossing between Egypt and Gaza has opened to let a trickle of about 20 desperately needed aid vehicles to come through. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people turned out in support of Palestine and Britain.
About 100,000 people joined a pro-Palestinian demonstration in central London on Saturday, marching through the British capital to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago. Chanting, quote, "Free Palestine," holding banners and waving Palestinian flags, the protesters moved through London before massing at Downing Street, the official residence and office of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. A protester who declined to provide a name explained his reason for marching in support of Palestine.
"Today, I'm here today to show my love and my compassion for the Palestinians who are suffering in Gaza and all the innocent lives that are being lost. We've came together today. It's not about religion, it's about humanity coming together and fighting for what's right."
Police had cautioned before the march that anyone showing support for Hamas, banned as a terrorist organization in Britain, would face arrest, and any incident of hate crime would not be tolerated. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Ukrainian officials say at least two civilians were killed, others wounded across Ukraine over a 24-hour period as Russian forces continued to shell areas across the country and pulled forward near an embattled eastern city. A 60-year-old died on Friday evening, as Russia military and mayor said. Person was killed and another wounded as Russian forces overnight shelled particular regions. A faction of Venezuela's opposition is set to pick its candidate for next year's presidential election. Former lawmaker Maria Corina Machado is in the front Sunday. But even if she wins, it remains unclear she would even be able to run in 2024. While the government of President Nicolas Maduro has agreed in principle that it would allow opposition to choose a candidate, it's also been already barred Machado from running for office and has in the past bent the law and breached agreements as it sees fit. The primary has been ridiculed and discussed by Maduro's government all year long. Hurricane Norma made landfall near the resorts of Los Cabos at the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula Saturday and has weakened to a tropical storm while moving over land. Hours later, Hurricane Tammy made landfall on the Caribbean island of Barbuda. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.